जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑन द स्टोरी ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ्स अपीयरेंस डिलीवर्ड ऑन 25th of July 2015 in Brampton.
Gopi jana bala bha Yuvara dhari Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
They know where we can find his mother. And they could not find. All the brahmins came back and said, "Sir, we went house to house, village to village. You could not find any mother." One brahmin did not come back. His name was Vidyapati. He didn't come back. He said, "Now I am going to go on searching." And he stayed behind. And he stayed behind. And he came to know a devotee called Vishwasu. Vishwasu belonged to scheduled caste. He belonged to a caste that would look after pigs. But Dadi was born in lower caste. He was a great devotee of the Lord. And he would every day go to a place and say, "Then Vishwasu had one daughter. Her name was Lalita. You don't mind, I don't know, the fan gave me the other drink." Yeah. Vishwasu had a son, daughter, whose name was Lalita. Vidyapati came to know Lalita, and Vishwasu proposed to get married. Vidyapati was a high class Brahmin, and Lalita was the daughter of Vishwasu, who belonged to a tribe that looked after things. But he was very inspired by Lalita's exemplary behavior, her devotion to the Lord. So they got married. And they were staying in the same house with Vishwasu. Vidyapati observed that Vishwasu's father-in-law goes away for a day or two or three, and when he comes back, his whole body is so perfumed, it looks like he's coming from heaven. So Vidyapati asked his wife, "Where does your father go? Does he come back in the night sometimes? And when he comes back, his body is so perfumed, it looks like he's coming from heaven." And he does that. "I can't tell you where my father goes. That is a secret." Vidyapati said, "I'm your husband. Don't give a secret from me." And so she said, he said, "Deep in the forest, there is a self-manifested deity called Neela Madhav. That deity is very, very beautiful. Very few people have seen that deity. And my father serves them. And because we are poor from scheduled caste, my father is always worried that if somebody finds out what is deity, then they won't let my father serve. And if the king finds out, he'll build a big temple and my father's service will go away." So this is what she said. Because Vidyapati told his wife, "Can you ask your father if I can also go and have a darshan of Neela Madhav? But this is what he had come for, to look for Neela Madhav." And the daughter said, "I'll ask my father, but I know he won't take you. He doesn't let anybody know where Neela Madhav is." And she asked her father, "Can my husband have darshan of Neela Madhav?" And Vishwasu said, "No, not at any cost. He can't have darshan of Neela Madhav. I'm not going to take anybody there." She said, approach my husband. He wants to have a darshan. So Prabhupada said, okay, I will take him, but on one condition. My condition is, we will blindfold him and take him there. And when we reach in Madhav, we'll open up the cloth. So he won't know how to get there. We'll have darshan in Madhav. Dalita was very smart. She took some mustard seeds, put them in a cloth, tied a cloth to her husband's dhoti, and because the husband was blindfolded, so he could not see anything. As Vishwasu was leading her husband, she went and dropping mustard seeds on the road. Finally, Vidyapati reached Neel Madhav. And when he reached Neel Madhav, Vishwasu opened the cloth. And when he opened the cloth and saw Neel Madhav, it gave him so much pleasure. He was in ecstasy. And he said, I have never seen a form so beautiful as this. Now I know why my king is anxious that we search him. Next to the deity, there was a lake. And Vidyapati saw that when they reached their destination, Vishwasu's father-in-law was very, very busy. What was he doing? He did abhishek to the deity with the water from the lake. Took the water from the lake and gave the deity the bath. You think people take a bath every day? Every day? In some countries like France, they take bath once a week. That's why all the perfumes originated in France because people don't like taking baths. So perfumes are strong enough to kill the bad smells. So, we take bath. So, the deity also take a bath. And we try to go to the deity's bath every day. So, Vishwasu, we take water from the lake. He gave the deity the bath. Then he saw he would bring the flowers from the trees and make a garland for the deity. Then he saw he would take fruits from the forest and offer boga to the deity. In other words, he was fully immersed in doing what? In serving his mother. And Vidyapati also saw. Next to the deity there was a lake. And next to the lake was a tree. And in that tree there was a crow sitting down. And the crow fell asleep. And he fell in the lake. And the crow fell in the lake. He died. And in front of Vidyapati, the crow went back to God. So, Vidyapati said, water, this water, this lake will be very powerful. The crow fell down in front of him and went away from there. He said, I should also commit suicide. What is the use of living in the material world? The material world is so full of struggle, full of anxiety, full of problems, full of misery, but the disease all day. He said, let me also jump and die in this lake, and I'll also go back to God. But then there was a divine voice that said, Now, Vidyapati, you came here like Trilokpati Madhav, and you have informed your king that you have found him. So Vidyapati abandoned his plans of committing suicide, and Vishwasaru told him, don't tell anyone what you have seen. Vidyapati went back to the king. He told the king, sir, I have fulfilled your order. I have found you, Madhav, and he is so beautiful, you can't imagine. The king was in ecstasy. For months and months he was waiting for his Madhav's darshan. Finally, somebody came and told him where his Madhav can be. So the king took his army and they marched to his Madhav. They were able to march because Vishwasu, Vidyapati, had put mustard seeds all along the path that was leading to Madhav. So the mustard seeds had grown into small plants and they knew the direction to reach there. So they finally reached over there. When they reached over there, so Neel Madhav wasn't there. Neel Madhav disappeared. The king almost had a heart attack. King said, how is this possible? Where has he gone? He and Vishwasu were arrested. You must have hidden the deity. Vishwasu said, I'm in a state of shock myself. I have no idea where the deity is. The king released Vishwasu. The king was very morose. He said, I must fast to death. I came to see Neel Madhav. Now Neel Madhav is not there. It is my simple karma. I will fast. Just as he was thinking of committing suicide, there was a divine voice that said, okay, now you will never be able to have darshan of Neel Madhav. Now Neel Madhav will appear to you in a wooden form. There in the river nearby is a log floating which has all the symbols of Lord Vishnu's feet on it. And you take the log of wood and carve the deity. So the king, along with his army, proceeded to that lake. And there they saw a big log of wood floating. And the army of the king tried to lift the log of wood, but it was so heavy it would not even move 1 inch. So the king was again disappointed. But then a divine voice said, okay, your army will not be able to lift this log of wood. Bring Vishwasu and Vidyapati, the two devotees of the Lord, and they will be able to lift the log of wood. Krishna cannot be measured by material strength. Krishna cannot be understood through material wealth. He can be understood by how seva. Just like Krishna says, Patra Pusmam Paranto Yom 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 Bhakti Prayati. How for me with love and devotion? Even a glass of water, I will accept it. So Krishna is looking for our love. You all are organizing the Rath Yatra. It's an opportunity to express one's love for Krishna. the king went and brought Vishwasu and Vidyadhara. And when they came, 1 minute, they were all over. And the king had brought a golden chariot and a kirtan party. So the Mahabodhi has placed a golden chariot and he comes by a kirtan party, taken to the king's palace. After the Mahabodhi was taken to the king's palace, the king invited many sculptors to come and carve on the Lord. All these one by one sculptors came. They would just touch the wood and the instrument would break. It would break easy. The king was again grieved to him. He was again thinking of Parshman. He said, "Now I have a log of wood, the Vishnu symbols there, but I can't find anybody who can carve a form of the Lord." Just as he was meditating in this way, an old man walked into his palace. The old man was Vishwakarma, the architect of the demigods. Vishwakarma is a great devotee of the Lord, and he is the one who designed all the palaces of the demigods. So, again, Vishwakarma walked in there, and Vishwakarma said, "O king, I will make a form of the Lord from this wood, but on one condition, and that is, I should be left alone for 21 days. No one should come in. If anybody comes in, I will disappear." The king says, "Okay, I accept your terms." And Vishwakarma closed the door, and with the hammer that he had brought, he started carving a form of the Lord. Tick, 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 tick. This tick, the king had his ears posted against the door. And he was hearing tick, tick, tick. When we were visiting a Bombay temple, how many of you have seen a Jew temple? I live there. So, when a Jew temple was being built, Prabhupada was staying in the 5th floor apartment, and the construction was going on downstairs. Tick, tick. The devotees were Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, I hope we're not disturbing you. This construction noise." "Prabhupada, construction noise? This is kirtan. It's not disturbing me. It's giving me pleasure. Because the temple of the Lord is being constructed." So, the king in Vrindavana, he was getting tick, 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 that Vishwakarma was noise was making, that they were making a deity of the Lord. But then the tick-tick stopped after 2 weeks. And the king was again excited. "What's happened to Vishwakarma? No tick-tick-tick sound is being heard." The king was wondering, "Is he alive or dead?" He consulted his ministers. "What should I do in this condition? I can't hear any noise. We haven't given him anything to eat or drink. Maybe he's dying. 2 weeks, no food." But the ministers said, "Don't go in. If you go in, then he may disappear." So that's what he said. But Gundicha, who is the wife of King Indradamna, she said, "No, please go in. Please see what's happening. Maybe he's dead. We haven't given him any food or water." So the king open the door. Push it and open the door. And when he opened the door, he saw this woman on what? When he first saw that form appeared instantly. Look at Lord Jagannath. The hands are inside, the legs are inside, the eyes are so big. Looks very abnormal. So when he first saw the form, he was lamenting. Oh, why did I come in? If I wouldn't have come in, we should not have gone. And I came in. He was lamenting. He thought that because I came in, he didn't come unless another form is in. So as he was lamenting, Narada Muni walked in. Narada Muni is another name. He's speaker here. He knows everything, past, present, and. Narada Muni said, O King, please do not lament. This is how Lord desires to be worshipped in Kali Yuga. That is the form of Jagannath, Vadarbala. Then King Indra made a big temple and the deity was installed by Arpana. So I gave you a real summary of the many more, four or five versions of this story. He came with a simple version. So Lord Jagannath is Lord of the universe. And Prabhupada gave me love importance to this. When Prabhupada was only 5-6 years old, he would organize the Rath Yatra. Once Prabhupada wanted to organize the Rath Yatra, and Prabhupada's father told him, okay, tell me how it will cost. So when God one day asked the cost, oh, this is too expensive, I can't afford it. But then, a lady who was there said, I have an old chariot, I can sell it. So Prabhupada organized a Rath Yatra, which was a duplicate copy of the chariot in Jagannath Puri. And this Rath Yatra became so popular in Calcutta that Prabhupada's father's friends would say, oh, God, one day you organized a Rath Yatra and you didn't call us. And he would say, this was for the children. Prabhupada, from a young age, was attracted to Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. These days you can find out everything on the phone. Those days, Prabhupada, these facilities were not there. So Prabhupada would regularly go to the train station, find out when is the next train for Mansura, when is the next train for Jagannath Puri. So Prabhupada gave the Rath Yatra a lot of prominence, and the first Rath Yatra was organized by ISKCON in San Francisco in 1967. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and next year, 2 years down the road, I will celebrate the Golden Jubilee of the Fourth Rath Yatra. One of Prabhupada's disciples, Malati Dasi, had gone to the Indian Bhuti in San Francisco. She saw three types of dolphins, so she bought one of them. Brought into Prabhupada. And the Prabhupada found this Indian doll in that store. Cost plus. Prabhupada said, this is not a doll. This is Lord of the universe. Prabhupada placed it on a table and offered obeisances. Prabhupada said, were there other dolls also? She went back to the store and bought the other two, Subhadra and then Prabhupada commissioned Shyam Sundar to make a deity of the Lord. And of course, we got that over there in 67. So Lord Jagannath is very merciful. There used to be a devotee called Arjun Mishra. He would day and night read the Gita, but actually by profession, he was a Panda. You know what a Panda? Like a guy. He had three children. And he would make his living by begging. But all day he would be reading the Bhagavad Gita. When only got a chance to read the Gita, he would be very happy. So his name became Gita Panda. People would call him Gita Panda. Once in Jagannath Puri, it was raining very heavily. And Gita Panda could not go out of bed. So his wife said, "Who has it? Now there's nothing left in the house. If you don't go into Pandagiri, our whole family will starve." Gita Panda said, "Don't worry, Lord Jagannath will provide." Lord Jagannath, he showed us the words in the Gita. Where Krishna said, "Those who worship me, I preserve what they have, I make up what they lack." But his wife wouldn't believe it. She took her nails and scratched that words. What happened? The next night, two very handsome brothers knocked at Gita Panda's house in the night and said, "We are friends of Gita Panda. Your brother is foodstuff for you." And she got a whole foodstuff. The whole room was full. So she ate, and he said, "Please take some prasad." And one of the brothers said, "My tongue is cut in my..." I was scarred in my tongue. "My tongue is cut in three places. I can't taste it." When Gita Panda got up from his sleep, his wife said, "Two of your friends came and brought the whole room so much foodstuff." And Gita Panda said, "Did you offer them any prasadam?" And she said, "I did offer them, but they said, our tongue is cut in three places. We can't eat." Gita Panda knew it was, that was all Jagannath, his Balaram, because his wife had cut the shloka in three places. Then his wife begged forgiveness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Rathyatra to all of them. There are many stories about Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Rathyatra a lot of prominence in instructing his followers to answer house and preach. But on the occasion of Rathyatra, they were allowed to come back. And there was a king called King Pratapurudra. He tried to get an audience with the Lord, but he could not get it. And the king went on saying, the Lord went on saying, "I can't get a king has to deal with money and woman." And on the Rathyatra occasion, the king of Orissa, is a tradition, King Pratapurudra would take rose water and personally sweep the floor. And then he would, before that, he would take a broom, clean it. So Lord Chaitanya, when he saw that here was a king doing the job of a sweeper, sweeping the floor, washing the room, he was very happy. And he allowed him to see his divine Lila. During the Rathyatra procession in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya would organize seven parties, eight Kirtan parties at each Vrat. Four in the front, two in the back, one on the left, one on the right. And Lord Chaitanya was personally dancing in all these days. Only if you can only see this, and one of them was Gabriel, who was a Lord Gabriel, the Lord of the Lord of the Lord of the very least, I am with him. So very happy devotees are going ahead with Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is like 2 weeks. When is your Rath Yatra? And where are the Jagannath Devi? Are you in your temple or never know? Somewhere else?
Crows home.
Oh, yeah. How big are the Devis?
Yeah, it's about 1 feet plus 1.2 to 1.5.
Okay, anyway, the peace is a little blessing of Lord Jagannath. And I'm very happy to be here at your Brampton Center. I also serve at GBC in Canada. So, I meet you. Many of the devotees in the Toronto Temple. And I'm very happy that a prominent community is developing. Acharya Thakur keeps giving me reports. They are planning on building a big temple. I hope you all succeed. Nevertheless, this facility is pretty good. How much rent do you pay?
$4,000.
Anyway, between $4,000 and $5,000. Yeah, people will not give. Anyway, thank you very much. I have to really rush back to meet some devotees. Since I've given my word, I want to come here. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.